It's Holy Week, it's Passover Week, whatever you call it, but it's the most significant week on the Christian calendar, where believers all over the world are commemorating the sufferings, the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And here at Deeply Rooted, we're also joining in, proclaiming that our Savior died a painful death, but he rose again, so we too will be resurrected in glory. Welcome to Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Sinaza Goss. This is a podcast where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with our Heavenly Father. So welcome. If you're new, thank you for joining the family. If you're a regular, thank you so much for your unending support. And yeah, let's get straight into it. So as I said, guys, siyabasikeni, we're excited. And personally, according to me, there's no better person to join me in talking about this particular subject than my guest today, because she's proven time after time again that at the center of her ministry is the message of the cross. She's an award-winning gospel musician. She's an academic. She's a VP, vice president at one of the major banks in the country. She is a wife. She's a mom. She's the talented, the gorgeous, the anointed. So welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, wow. I feel like there should be a pause after that.
Listen,
For your professionalism, if for nothing else. Oh, because you are always so like
poised, like,
isn't it? Poised. Oh, why, the girl is doing it, and I love it.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Sissy. Welcome back. Let me not say welcome, because you're not new. It's your
back.
Second time here. Yeah. And we loved you so much the first time, and the followers
thank
have been
you.
Crying about, please bring her back. Yeah. Bring her back.
Thank you for having me. It's a privilege to come and speak on the oracles of God and as they pertain to my life. So,
amen. Yeah. Thank you so much. And there's a new culture that we've adopted at Deeply Rooted, and that is, before we start any episode, we start by saying just a short prayer.
Okay.
So wonderful. If you would please just join me just for a few minutes, few seconds.
Do we pray together or individually?
We can pray together.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
All right.
Just shortly, just to invite the presence of God to be with us.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, shall we? Let's pray.
Lord, we thank you.
Dear God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for the opportunity,
O
Lord, to speak on your word.
You've given us this mandate for a reason, for a purpose.
Thank you, you're a good Father,
for making it possible
for us to
gather in this manner.
Thank you that you sent us your Son, O Lord. Thank you
for the sacrifice, O Lord.
We are here, O God, and we have your life to glory, to be
closed
of the sacrifice that Christ made. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we pray, as we will talk on your word, be upon us, be in our midst, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Sissy. So, let's get right into it.
Yeah.
It's Passover week. Yes. Everyone is excited. And we've heard this from the time we were young. You know, if you're South African, no matter what your background is, you've heard some time in your life that Jesus died for you and he rose again. And some people may be new believers to the faith, and maybe they gave their lives to Christ because they're depressed and they just heard someone preach that, you know what, you can find rest in Christ. Or maybe someone was listening to your song, Ubiza Badiniweyo, Baphumle, yabo. But some people may not understand why it was important for him to come and die and be resurrected. So can you just explain the significance of the work of the cross to someone who doesn't know?
Jesus, it starts from the fall of men, right? Which is Adam and Eve, and the entry of sin and their loss of authority. Because one of the things that God is in the mission of restoring in humanity, besides the cleansing of sin, it is to restore us back to our original position of authority, of dominion.
Amen. Okay.
However, because sin causes self-condemnation and judgment, and this is the thing, right?
Yeah.
Because typically you will find that when a person has done something wrong, even if they don't have the Holy Spirit, their conscience will tell them that there's something, a step that you have missed. So because umuntu uyakwazi uzibona xa ehlukene noThixo okanye ehlukile ezindleleni zakhe, so that now we ube separated from your own self-judgment. After then the fall of man, God made different avenues which were a shadow of the real thing which we are now celebrating in this week, which is Christ Jesus. And those shadows were the slaughterings of kutwe I priest Maiye on behalf of the nation.
Of the person. Okay.
On behalf of the nation, and go and plead annually, they would go once a year,
okay,
plead for all the sinfulness, because that it was as the least almost. So, yakumbula kwakhona 10 commandments,
yes,
thou shalt not.
Yeah.
And it was almost as if the more the law was placed before their eyes, the more their flesh actually yielded to the law. Izinto were in disarray because there was no obedience of God. So then the slaughterings would occur. However, and I love how Paul puts it, none of them could be adequate to truly quench the depth of the guilt. Snazo, I don't know about you, but I know the feeling of deep guilt and deep pain and a sense of not recognizing ndicinga ngokuthi usebunzimeni usithi ngubani ongalisusa ityala elingaka lisenhlizweni. Then I love that the writer says nguYesu kuphela thandaza ke kuyo. So then that's the gift that we've been given, that God says, men, stop trying, stop providing your own provisions. They've not worked. They've not brought you closer to me.
Yeah,
but here I am. I'm going to prepare the perfect lamb, the perfect sacrifice, who then I will look at you through, so that it can never be about snazo's koshit in terms of how impressive your conduct is, how impressive your life is, how impressive your thinking and your decision making is. But rather, I will invite snazo to a place of reconciliation on account of the finished work and the perfect sacrifice that is Christ Jesus, who died yet was without sin. Then when snazo gets to be cognizant about the value that she holds as a result of this given land, then that thing dials it up to better conduct. So your better conduct, your change and your transformation,
I want to stop this habit,
but they are not able to. And I want to say, if you remove your eyes from yourself and your own inefficiencies in conducting yourself well, but you behold the Lamb,
the Christ,
John says, behold the Lamb who takes away the sins
sin
of men.
The world.
If you behold that Lamb for long enough, then he begins to imprint his identity and his perfection onto you. That's how we walk. We don't walk snazo because they're clever. Actually, it was quite the opposite.
It was
us realizing that, hey, there's something missing in ourselves
in
and
myself.
In our ability to walk this path and please God. But there's a lamb that we've been given who's a template, who's a canvas, who is given and paints a picture of what we can be in God. But in fact, let me say this,
amen,
of what we are already are in God.
Amen.
Because remember, and then especially if you are in Christ, man is a new creation, or
yes,
is passed away.
Yes.
And then scripture goes on to further say that we are actually seated in the heavenly. So there's a better version of Nabagas. So right now what's happening is a download process.
Yes.
It's a download process. There's a continual download. And that download process happens the closer I walk with the Holy Spirit. That when umnyathela doesn't snap back. Though I'm in Christ, you don't know. Will you get the girl from Tanzania or the girl from Calabar? You know?
if you
happen to get the girl from Tanzania, I don't condemn myself. I apologize, of course, but then I behold the lamb. Then
because
I say the lamb is the standard. So dial up higher. So I don't now then defer to actions as Oguti. My personality is such that I put you in your place. No, I check the template. I check the canvas. I check, I behold the lamb, and the lamb dials me to a higher standard.
Wow. That is so perfectly put, Sissy. I love how you said it's a download process.
Yes.
It's a download process.
Yes. Sing, I reject. Sing, I reject. Because sometimes, like, I don't want to lie.
I'd
be like, Lord, like, you can miss me with this one.
I feel like
my way is more efficient.
So
it can happen sometimes that we delay our own download process. Because, and it's a danger of religious mindset, which is why I rejected. I got born again young, I said. And sometimes when usindiswe umncinci, usinda kwinto ezininzi,
such that
maybe the big themes, mhlawumbe usindile kuzo.
Absolutely.
However, there are the little foxes, and scripture talks about the danger. Beware of little foxes, because
kwenzeka
ubana ube ube ngungcole ngcole, i-virgin, i-this, but state of indlela
umuntu,
your patterns of your mind are not aligned with Christ, and that is sinfulness.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
then makes you unholy. Uyi-virgin unjani.
Yeah,
kwenzeke ukubana ube ngumuntu oziphethe kakuhle mhlawu uyanikela, right? Xa ufuna unikela, uyanikela, but ikubekho izinto inhliziyo yakho imdaka. Or you are competitive,
your
you've got a jealous spirit. So all of these things that don't reflect, which is why then I call Christ the place of common ground. Because Jesus pulls the one who comes from the left, the prostitute, the criminal, the murderer, and then pulls even, oh, goody two shoes, all nabakas. I'm saying, oh, but my sins. So this is why I said you can delay your own download process, because you can be like, I God, I've given you ABC and D.
Because of how you look outwardly.
It's not a major one. You know, the fact that dingabat, here and there, because what am I doing? I'm comparing but Jesus Christ says, I stand at the middle.
Hey.
And I pull the prostitute, and I'm pulling the goody two shoes or Sunday school, because I am the standard. You are not the standard, Sunday school girl. You are not the standard, because all these things. And funny enough, scripture even mentions gluttony,
right?
Yes, girl. So the probably that's why Jesus Christ had a six pack.
Right?
I imagine he would have had a six pack, because he had conquered the sin of gluttony.
Of gluttony. People don't think about these things.
So the template is here, but the beauty of it is that if you try to attain it, that's when you're going to fall. But if you continue in humility to say, Holy Spirit, help me
transform
even today. I promise you, I'll be close to where I'm like, I've been doing this. So I was here last year. But I pray, kuti tiko, yindoni ofuna itheta ngomlomo wam today, kusinazo, or to the country, or to whoever's going to. Because if ndiyenza ngokwengqondo yam, then I have given myself over to being used potentially by an agent spirit, which is not the spirit of God.
That's why
we yield to the Holy Spirit on the daily, so that when the message is being distorted, I say you. Why? Behold, we are beholding the standard that's already been set.
I love how you're emphasizing, but more than anything, more than behaviors and actions and stuff, it's a posture, because we are transformed into the image of Christ.
The
renewal
of the mind, Paul says.
Yes. Absolutely lovely how you put that. And it actually moves nicely to my next point, because during Passover week, some Christians really just focus on the fact that, okay, this week we are commemorating, remembering, but then they go home and they live their everyday lives. And I've come to realize that perhaps the ones that are not really on that level of growth in their faith, they don't really ponder upon or meditate upon the fact that we are living based on, as you said, this template, who's Christ Jesus, and the work that he, accomplished. So after Passover week, after Holy Week, what's the importance of actually beholding the Lamb and remembering the work, even besides, outside church walls, outside Passover week, outside the conference, as in Gonzweni? And not even waiting for the day where we say, okay, Ngonzweni, today we are having communion, that's where we remember him. But why is it important to remember him and the work he did on a daily?
So what you've described is the danger, one of the dangers of religion.
Right?
And it happens not only for the people who remember Christ in Passover, but it happens also with people who remember Jesus on the Sunday.
Yes.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Because kubo, the gospel was in a box.
Okay. Yeah.
The gospel was in a box until Jesus Christ went into a box so that he could demolish the box.
The box, yeah.
So that the gospel can live outside of the... So literally when he broke out of the box of the tomb, he broke to basically say... That's why then he could say, go into all the lands.
The nations,
Go all across, because what was once packaged in the seed that I am is now in you. And ayidinge ubana uti to the Samaritan woman, uti, I tell you, woman, you are telling me an irrelevant point if you're still talking about temples as a place of reference for worship, because a time is coming, and it is
now,
where true worshippers will worship God in spirit and in truth. Our spirit, obviously, is the word of God. It's defined by scripture, right? Because it's the spirit. It's a life-giving spirit.
It's living.
Then spirit moyongwele. Then the truth, again, is the revelation. So it's not being earnest, because typically when people hear that worshipping in spirit and truth, they think it's about vigor. I mean it's in earnest. I'm worshipping you in earnest. No, you only worship against the identification and revelation and grasping of the reality and the truth of what the gospel is. Yay. And that the imprint of that is Christ Jesus. The start and the finish of that is Christ Jesus. Christ. So when you as the Samaritan woman have received me, these waters that will flow forever in you, then you are able to then get into the realm of worship.
Ish,
then worship is no longer defined by it empile
going
on Sunday. Nor is it defined by ipasik.
Because
it empile inguwe. And thou it empile inguwe. It means you don't need to be reminded of how you ought to show up.
Amen.
Because remember that temple resides the Holy Spirit.
In
so
you.
On a Monday,
usinazo
sekqaweni. Why? Because usinazo yitempile. On a Tuesday, church continues. So even post ipasika, after celebrating umsebenza wenzileyo, right? It's a commemoration. But the biggest thing that Christ died for was that when we leave these wonderful gatherings where we will have cried, true impact that impresses the heaven is that bahamba njengetempile
na. Every single day.
Emhlabeni as they walk up and down, as they engage at school, in their boardrooms,
in
their
yeah.
families. You know, because I've said this before, and I said, you know, you can even worship God. Worship uthixo ngendlela that you are a true friend to your friends.
To your friends.
Yeah? So now it doesn't become, that's why I say, it's not about reciprocation. No. I show up to you according to the standard of the fact that I'm a temple. So whether or not you are giving it back to me, it can never then redefine my identity because
we're
know
not
who
matching
I am.
Energies, yeah.
I'm not. Yeah, you are not the mirror I'm looking at. Remember, twice you got to call it
the mirror.
There is a mirror I'm always looking at. So whether you are reflecting back to me what I'm reflecting to you, I'm going to continue to shine the light.
Because why?
So that's the significance then of the gospel. And as basika sizenzayo, a waste of money and food sizokutya if after sesiphumile apha
there's no impact
to reflect what Jesus died for.
There's no impact.
Impact.
And that's really the danger of it, Sisi, because we end up becoming our bandube heels and makeup and weaves on Sundays, but when we walk out in society and our interactions, we don't represent Christ the way we're supposed to.
We don't. We are meh.
In fact, we're just
sometimes
ordinary.
I can't stand the idea of a pitiable Christian.
We're
not the objects of pity.
That's
why it's like and nindiveka kahle
ne. Yeah.
Mhlawumbe kukho i-discourse even online.
Okay,
so
okay.
Sizeleka kwabantu abantu bothuke ukuba economy iyangapha iyangapha.
Okay. Xa
sihlele endaweni yethu, right? Because remember as we said we seated in the heavenlies.
In heavenly places.
And God is able to reveal to us exactly what is happening. Then asothuke njenge Isaiah? I think it's in Isaiah or Jeremiah. I think it's in Isaiah. Don't call it a conspiracy. All things that they call a conspiracy. Then it goes on. Tete ngubana uYesu yakwazi indlela ezingathi mhlawumbe zithe
aziqondise.
So even indlela esithetha ngayo, even the way that we enter conversations, it's not like the world.
It's not like the world.
But now these are the things that we begin to find comfort, like Ruskin said, if I see Zamu Gwenzindo for trends and for fame.
Yes, absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
Again, the objective is to be itempile, and itempile must stick true to the principles of itempile. Whether Londolo is a Gwenzi, ube viral, or
ganyan
usbafara.
Weird,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, lovely. You're actually reminding me, Skonis, I think it's in the book of John, or it's one of Paul's writings, I'm not sure, where he says, uba, Nina sanu kalinga tanina temba. You know, when unfortunate and misfortunes happen, our posture should be different. Different.
Sia bubula. In fact, you know, Paul says it's moanings and groanings. Because siyayazi ukuthi the advocate, remember, advocate, like, we know that if we no boss, we to say, how did you make me feel? Still, that's going to be an unproductive meeting. Let me go a step higher to a different realm. So that's the advantage, yet, empile. And we don't utilize it enough, snazo. Okuti, ungayo kalaza kuye. Unyatele.
Yes.
But bakhona abantu abenze ngababom. Ungayo kalaza kuye. Go to kalaza
kuye. There's a higher place.
O submita kuye. O menzileyo naye.
Amen. Sure. Love that. And the last time we spoke, you wanted to talk about. You wanted to delve deeper into the benefits we have.
Yes.
the benefits we've attained through the cross, right? Yes. Besides the forgiveness of sin, besides being transformed into a new identity, there's different, there's healing, there's a lot of things, there's victory, there's authority.
Absolutely.
Can we talk more about that, sis? Like, what was attained through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, besides
a new identity? Without going too deep, because you have me on a subject I'm very passionate about. So
amen.
We're going to run out of time.
I chose you knowing you.
We're going to run out of time. So I'm just going to summarize it through one of the scriptures in John, where Jesus says these things which are impressing you right now, which I do. Even greater things shall you do. So okay, I started like forgiveness of sin. So I started in a good, like, please, Bazalan, once you sin this way, you don't need to go to the altar call next week.
That's
also a sign of religion. Religion is a bopper for as long as it can.
Sure.
And it will make you, because in religion, oh my God, then that Buddha Paya. But Christ says, like, the freedom in Christ is that I will join you when yes, don't kneel, but the blood.
Amen.
So, forgiveness of sin, and then the restoration process, which is a process, by the way.
Then
we get into Jesus Christ saying, these things which I do, which their minds were blown because they were seeing all these things that Jesus
did.
All these things greater than these shall you do. Now, I don't believe God is bored. You remember Jesus Christ and God, same. God is not bored that he would say something and not mean it. He was basically saying, the demonstration of power that I have set before you is only but me just scratching the surface. It's only but the beginning. And you think about the different things that he had done before them.
Yes.
He turned water into wine. I would highly recommend that.
Stay away from that.
Rather change it to a cappuccino, please.
Amen.
But that being the very first miracle that he does. And then, yes, why it was no we miss him. Then again in scripture we find the same power which resurrected Christ from the dead
lives in
you. Now the power is not for you to just log onto social media and don't run out of data.
That
power is not just so you just thank God because give me criminals as now the difference between is that power in you has been activated.
Amen.
But ukhololwakho is what is going to determine what that power actually lays a hold of. Just like sakhe sabona ubevuka atye ibeetroot nesalad.
I didn't know you'd go there.
No, I'm saying I would imagine that if there was a funeral procession, he would stop that. There was no sickness that would be brought before Jesus. In fact, Jesus Christ showed us the essence of authority when I think with the centurion. And the centurion says, I am a man under authority and I understand the rules of authority. Tumelizwi. Which is sometimes asking no erected end
and
Uyagulumzala Eastern Cape. Sithumelilizwi. Because the truth is the word. The spirit is the word. And the word is a life-giving spirit. So all these dimensions. And kangeni ke kuhambeni phezu kwamanzi. They suggest that before we kalele, how we go with swimming lessons. Because ukholo sometimes, the heart is willing, but the flesh is
weak.
Which is what happened to Peter. Because why say amba, right? And I like to say around this, ukuthi, it was not that the water was solidifying as he was walking. It was that the gazing, you know, where you are fixing your eyes.
You're fixing your eyes. Apho
wajonge khona uyakwazi ukuphila ku country kusitsha everything but ungayazi because of where you are fixing your eyes.
Amen.
For as long as he fixed his gaze on Christ Jesus, the waters felt solid. Now, I want to say to somebody who is right now in what feels like wobbly waters, try to change the direction of your gaze from the waters to the Christ. And then you will see if suddenly what felt like an instability, the minute then he took his eyes off Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, then the waters said, I'm going to show you who I am. So these are all the different dimensions. Today, like, in fact, Ngaske uThixo simkhonze ngemangaliso kude kuthiwe siyathakatha.
Mm.
Yes, ngaske kuthiwe what? Like kuthiwe wenze ntoni?
Wenze njani?
Kuthiwe wenze ntoni? And so far, you know, we are going to dimensions of, like, for instance, I've spoken about the fact that I've been healed from a heart disease.
Yes, yes, where, I've heard that.
Yes, and I was once given, kuthiwe, within a certain amount of months, dizawufa, unless nezinto ethile were pertaining to my lungs was concerned. Mm. And again, I relied on Jesus Christ.
On the blood.
And so different dimensions, ninzi. Mm. And, you know, my husband and I go on now, praying for people with cancer. Because I feel like ukholo lufuna ulu teste ngokwakho ukuya higher and higher sizothe sifike ekustopheni imincwa andizocela honoraria xa
sesizaza
I was going to tell you to boost them now but yeah but honestly this so Jesus Christ died so that we demonstrate the powers of Christ
Amen.
On earth as well.
Amen.
So over and above all these things, then my question to us, to challenge to us is, are we demonstrating?
Yeah.
Are we demonstrating so that, because we are a snippet, a deposit,
yeah.
a foretaste of izulu emhlabeni right now. And may God help us, man,
Amen.
To be those solutions. And I pray that abazalwane have really consider these things as we celebrate
as
this
we
week.
Celebrate
yes.
Amen. Ooh, lovely. And I love how you mentioned Uba, you are also a recipient of you know what has been attained through the cross. You were healed from a lung disease and a heart
disease.
Diagnosis
yeah.
And in Funubuza, like in your experiences as Usisi Ncebakazi, who's known the work of the cross and you've come to the knowledge and the understanding of what it means that Christ died and rose again for us.
Yeah.
What is the greatest testimony, Mhlambe, that you can share, you know, that you've experienced, like one of like the greatest, that's like really mind-blowing, after you knew, you know, that was actually gotten or received from your understanding and your knowledge of the cross?
Yeah, so for me, I think, yes, citing those, one of the things that I've done is, and I mean, I don't get into theological debates,
but I
know what's worked for me. I was quite young, gulele lung disease.
Okay, okay.
And the people who would typically be my intercessors, not my intercessors, because it sounds wrong.
Yes,
but one of them being my mother.
Okay.
They were not bought into now this level of faith because obviously she's a mother as well, so she's concerned. She's like, and I'm like, no, mama, if God allows me to die in this situation, then so let it be. But I will not bow to this because I feel like it's a challenge on His Jehovah Rapha.
Yes, yes, powers. Yes.
So, anyways, then I set Ndindedwa, Ndathathe Holy Communion, Ndathathe Holy Communion, Dennis and his advertise
biscuits
na oros. And I said these are symbolic of the blood. I couldn't, like,
Amen.
I was too weak. I was 2 weeks now.
Sure.
I was too weak to you know, have proper movement. I was too weak maybe even to submitter and konzweni for mithandazo. But I believed, I said, these are symbolic. And this is my body. This is my blood. And I believed. And I believe that was one of the turning points in terms of healing. Dandi Pumeku service, I said DCC. And I'd gone there with, obviously, I'm a bit scared because I'm like, this is my biggest faith.
Test, because
if I don't do this thing, really, I might just die.
You might die.
And I was like, convict me, Holy Spirit, because I really feel like doing this. Saturday night, I feel like you want to show yourself through this. So I go to service on Sunday, Jehovah Rapha.
Sure.
And how we don't test the power of that enough. Then I was like, I'm done. Then I called and I told my mother. And then the rest I knew would debate. Because sometimes decisions I was all called, as didn't debate. I didn't tell others because I was like, I'm not going to win against these debates.
Yeah.
Because older Christians.
And they might try to convince you otherwise.
So I took these as symbolisms of the blood and the body of Christ, and healing flowed before in my body. And for
Amen.
Me, I cite that as the biggest because sometimes your very first miracle, like of water into wine, is what is going to give you a testimony It's like the lion and the bear with David in the privacy
that could then
let him know what God uzokwazi umenza anqobe
uGoliath.
So that for me is the most pivotal, because then it allowed me to have the kind of faith that would then heal me later from heart disease and every other thing. That I've faced.
You know, so no wonder you
even
sing,
being told Nazo that I'm carrying umduana that's dead.
Really?
Oh, yeah, actually, we don't have enough time, and I don't want to cry, and we are out. Yeah, I was told that, but that child is in my house. It's at school right now. But the bottom line is that I have seen the healing works of God, where doctor says, "Sisi, you are actually miscarrying."
Sure.
And then me and my husband, we say, "Whatever you are saying, it's cancelled. Heaven does not agree." Two on earth, I agree that you are lying. And so anyways, I've got so much. There's so many.
Yeah, okay.
But Ngiyabulela for having me here on this day.
Lovely. Yo, wow. You know, yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I'm learning so much. And I feel like there's so much to unpack. Mm. There's really so much. And to your point that you just made now, you're reminding me of the scripture that says, whose account are you going to believe? Mm-hmm. You know, the account that you're hearing from what's threatening you, or the account of God, you know? Yeah. So I think that's really powerful. So quickly, before we let you go, we just want to get into your music. You just released the 37th Psalm.
Oh, thank you so much.
Beautiful.
The album was number one this morning. It's number one right now, actually, today. On streaming platforms. God has been so faithful,
Amen.
So gracious. And the songs we got from him. Again, so what we had
is impactful.
The 37th Psalm, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy
Spirit.
And that album focuses on the Trinity.
Yes.
And the next one is called The Image. So we are going to East London on the 15th,
yes,
so very soon.
Yeah. Homecoming
to launch the music. And then we will outline, maybe we'll outline other cities as time goes.
Yeah. We're very excited. I'm a BCM girl in Ngowasekhon. Oh, so we're going home. My friends and I have planned it out.
By
homecoming, Gasasinxeba, we are there. We're so excited. And yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And because of time, I just want you to say one thing before we let you go. Because I'm sure a lot of people ask themselves, you know, because we've got different artists that center their ministries around different things or themes. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, the sovereignty of God. I know artists that focus on, you know, singing mostly about the sovereignty of God. But Usisi Ncobakazi, she centers her music around the cross. Why is that? Is there a particular reason why?
Yeah, because for me, that's the crux of the gospel.
Yes, absolutely.
Without the cross, there's no gospel. So everything else, about prosperity, about this, about
everything
it
else,
follows the sacrifice of Christ. So
Amen.
That's why, like, even like, yes, the birth of Christ was great. I mean, it was miraculous. But he had to yield to the assignment, the ultimate assignment of laying his life down so that our lives could then resurrect from a point of death. So that's, I think, now I didn't even realize what there's a pattern. But
there's a pattern.
It's a point of passion.
Yeah, I mean, there has been a pattern from your joyous days to now, you know, thank you so much, Sis Ncobakazi. This was a lovely interview. We always love having you here, and it's definitely not the last time we'll have you again. And yeah, siyabulela, man. And we pray and we are grateful for you. We pray for blessings upon your ministry, upon your career, and everything, and your family. I know and I trust and believe that everyone that was listening today was truly blessed by your testimony, and also just how you unpacked the work of the cross. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Have a lovely Passover weekend.
Thank you,
thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. As you heard, it's Passover week, guys. Go to church, but please don't limit yourself to the church building, because you are the temple. Sis Ncobakazi explained it so perfectly, that the temple is you, and every day you should be impactful and reflect the image of Christ. So thank you so much, guys. Don't forget to subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and just keep supporting this platform. We love you so much. We thank you. Until next time, you are loved, you are treasured, you're precious in your Heavenly Father's sight. God bless.